Going on, people. Another episode of DMC Dating, Mating, Communicating. Special episode. May the odds be ever in your favor. Announce the commencement of the DMC Dating Games. Let's get it.
Say what? Say what?
Shout out Kels on this one. Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
From front to back. Where the heck you at? Oh, what?
Edited version.
Y'all
edited version. We kept real clean on that one. We can say hell, though. Hell is allowed. Uh-huh. It is. Okay. I remember back in the day when you used to say H-E double hockey sticks.
That took too long.
It really did. Hey, man, you could have just said hell about F, three, four times the time you took for me to spell that out.
My favorite surrogate word is fudge. I say what? Fudge 50 times a day.
I wish I could adopt that because I don't say fudge.
I'm still stuck on fudge. Surrogate.
Oh, okay. Like surrogate instead of word? Another word that starts with F, I say fudge. I'm like,
you know, Constance over
fudge?
Here always see, okay, coming surrogate, through with her arm, like, you know.
Like
surrogate mom.
Like a baby. A baby, something going on, right?
Like a substitute. Okay.
See, and she's always dropping knowledge, and that's what she does. What's going on, people? DMC, we back in the building, man. Another episode, but this is a special one because we're talking about dating games. But it's also a special one because we got a special guest on our panel. If you don't know her, you're about to know her now. But before, my name is Jimmy V, Twitter, Instagram, at Be Your Own Dad, introducing our special guest. She don't play. That's why her tag name is what?
Since they don't play.
Hey, welcome to the panel. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Every time, you know, they come out of the studio, I'm doing another show over at AfterBuzz.
She stay busy.
You know, and I'm always like, what's your whole show about? And he's like, dating and communicating. I'm like, oh, I need to be on this show.
She needs to be. That's right. And it's always good to have another female perspective in the building.
Right, girl? I got
you. Done 101 is not alone today.
I know. I'm like the sassy married lady with the expertise. But can I ask you, are you single?
Oh, I'm very single.
Oh, okay. We gonna ask all the questions on this episode. Like, okay.
We're digging in. Single.
Somebody's mentions is about to be blown.
That's single in the house.
Yes,
okay, cool.
That's a single. I like that. S-squared. I like that.
But Constance, let the people know where they can find you at as well.
Yeah, you can always find me at Constance Dunn at Instagram or Twitter.
Okay.
And if you don't know,
you need to know.
Boy Chaos J, K-A-A-O-S-J, Chaos Jones, and you can find me on Twitter. You can also hit me up Instagram, Chaos_Oceans31. Oceans, why? Because your boy's so wavy.
Hey,
in the bar. And that, let's go.
And that is always that boy Chaos coming through. So this episode, guys, I feel some certain way, of course, because to play games.
We all going to feel some certain
don't
kind
we
of way.
Play games, right?
But everybody says that.
Everybody says that,
but we all kind of play them.
We all play games.
Right.
I mean, I say I don't play, but there's times I'll be playing, but I'll be keeping it real.
Okay.
I'll always be keeping it real.
Because, see, I was going to ask, like, did you quit school because you know... Because of recess, because you don't play games. But clearly.
Where's that from again?
That's from the brothers.
Jody?
No, that's from the brothers.
The brothers.
That's from the brothers.
That's where it is.
Like,
okay,
play
okay.
Game. I don't play no games. I quit school because of recess.
Recess.
Yeah, man. Oh, shout out to DL on that one.
Okay, that's funny. That's funny. But yeah, man, games, once again, at the top of the relationship, towards the end, middle, they all, it goes down at some point. The question, do we know we're actually playing the actual games?
Not only that, but then, also, I'm looking forward to talking about whether or not there are some games that are good. Like, I feel like you have games.
Wait, are we talking about, like, drunk?
No.
Twister
here now? No, I'm talking about the games, like, oh, who's gonna call who, like, those kind of games. But there are also games, whether it's played by the man or the woman, that I feel like, depending on what the end goal is, they can be beneficial if it's going to end up in a happy relationship.
Okay.
So there are some kind of games to kind of get people just kind of on the same page as you.
Okay.
Right,
but
right,
it's all about how they're executed.
Exactly. That's the thing. Ultimately, it's behavior. And what is behavior? We're non-verbally communicating. I teach communications at the University of California.
Tell them.
So I know what I see.
Done 101. We didn't just make that up because it sounds good.
Right,
like,
right.
She's a legit professor, y'all. Get
right.
A bar.
And so we were talking, and you brought up a great point, and I think it always comes down to intentionality. There's good games and there's bad games. And I think we could all break down what some of those good ones and what
Let's start off with the bad games first. What are the bad games? The games that we should stay away from, Sensei.
The bad games, I mean, I feel like, are you guys talking about like if someone doesn't text you back or...
How do you feel when someone's messing with you? Like, legit.
See? I don't know. I don't...
It just not happen to you.
You know when they start messing with me is if I'm actually like in a relationship with them and okay. they overhear... Trying to play the games like, oh, I was in the studio late night, you know, not hitting me back if you can't communicate with me. Like, if you ain't going to communicate with me, just tell me, okay, you know, it's not going to be like that. Like, we ain't going to communicate. Right. You know, this is just like a casual situation. You know, a lot of guys won't be upfront with you of like, I guess, what the situation is. Does that make sense at all?
Right. So are you saying, okay, so there's an expectation Jimmy disagrees. Established? See, because bad games are ultimately those that are just meant to harm someone or control them.
Okay, like
or make the person feel bad.
Oh.
Right, like, maybe you've just been lucky. Have you ever been, like, really fixated on someone? I mean, I know I have. We're, like, fixated on somebody, and they started really
basically, have you been spro?
They were like, I'm going to call you tomorrow at 5, and you're like, I can't
don't front, come on, everybody
and then 5
is
o'clock comes, he doesn't and call nothing.
You. And the day after, you're like, oh, hey, what's going on? And he's like, what? Like...
Okay.
Has that ever happened?
I mean, definitely.
Okay, that has.
It has happened, but I don't know. I mean, we was in a relationship,
okay.
you know?
Okay.
So, I mean, it was more or less like, okay, well, he was doing his thing. I'm doing my thing. Like,
okay.
you know, I mean, if you were going to tell me you were going to call me, I expect a phone call. So if you don't call me, I'm going to be like, why didn't you call me? Don't tell me you're going to call me and then not call me.
Well, what if I went like this? I'm the guy for a minute and you're like, and I was supposed to call you and you legitimately, it's within your purview to say, hey, weren't we supposed to talk yesterday at 5? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what? What? Like, we're just going out. Like, what? Are you like, what's wrong with you? Are
As
you like
in,
one of those
it's
crazy
not,
women?
It's not even
it
a big deal.
It's not even that serious. Thinking, like, why are you tripping?
She's asking me a legitimate question and I'm turning around and like insulting at her. Using it as a thing. Has that not happened?
Like it's my fault.
Right, like it's your, like you, it's your fault.
Like you're crazy for asking why you didn't
That's what
call.
It is.
What the
That's what it is.
Like we have plans on Friday night. I just totally stand you up. You call me and then the next day you're like, whoa, what's happened? And I'm like, what do you mean what happened?
Yeah, I mean, I get a lot. Like, because I date guys who are busy, so they have busy schedules,
right?
Mm-hmm. You know, because I'm busy as well,
right?
Mm-hmm. So it does tend to happen a lot.
Is that intentional, or is that because you used to date guys that didn't have shit going on?
Were they flake on a date with you?
Never flaked.
Okay. Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, never flaked on a date. Okay. I mean, one time he fell asleep and didn't hit me up the next day, but he was a chef, so like. Long hours, like, I understand that. I mean, and if the communication isn't always bad, I don't trip off of the first time, you know? Yeah. I don't trip off the second time.
So you give BLDs, basically. Benefits of the doubt.
Yeah.
Okay.
I definitely do.
BLDs.
I feel like that, and that's what I've learned, to just give benefit of the doubts, because me being as, like, who I am, I cannot make energy into other people. Like, I don't know.
So you're able
you can't
to
transfer
yourself
it.
Back mentally. From getting upset.
Yes. At least now. Like, I did have, like, a bad relationship before, and it really took a lot of energy out of me. I mean, now I'm in the space where I totally give the benefit of the doubt. I mean, that has happened to me before, but it was so long ago that I just don't let that stuff happen anymore.
Don't even
you don't let that. Don't, like, fudge you up anymore.
Right. Okay.
All
right.
So I think this is a great time to actually break down the old school games versus the new school games, which, of course, we've got a great visual there for you guys to check out as well. So let's start with the past, guys, right? Okay. We got the 3-day wait rule of the initial phone call, right? This is, hey, you just got her number at the mall, at the roller skating rink, whatever the case, right?
And
that's
legit.
You're like,
I'm glad you see we here.
Hey, we
here. Because when I wrote that, that's exactly what I had in mind. Because I remember the first time I went to the mall with my cousins and got the girl's number.
Yeah.
Like, I remember that. And then I was hyped. Like, I was like, I'm going to call her today. And they was like, no.
He was like, chill. What you doing?
Like,
you got to let it soak in. Let it wear.
Let it breathe.
Uh-huh. So that's the 3-day rule, right?
Okay.
2, the chase, playing hard to get, purposefully playing phone tag.
Oh, that's so annoying.
I definitely agree with you on
that
there.
That's so stupid.
Yeah.
Number 3, the holdout, intimacy and sex. Now, this one is actually pretty big because, you know, if you get the cookie too fast.
But see,
you know how that work out.
You think she's giving and it I'm to not everybody.
Right, Nasina, I'm not trying to date myself. Not that I really can't, because your boy's still young and swaggy. But I remember back in the day when, like, being in school, like, guys would date girls with the expectation, unless she was already known to be a hoe, yeah. Like, the expectation was you were going to wait at least 6 months
or more
before you was going to really get somewhere in terms of, like, third base. Like, that was just an expectation where, you know, just to jump forward a little bit.
In
now,
the real
day,
world.
That's, no. 6-7 months? Yeah, no. Not happening. Unless you guys are, like, strong, like very, very religious,
yeah,
deeply religious, and you're both about that life, yeah, that 6-7 month rule.
Can I ask you guys, if you met the woman that you were like 100% no doubt in my mind,
girl of my dreams,
and she's just like, this is the way it goes down, I do not sleep with a man unless there's a ring on my finger or it's 6 months.
I'm chilling. If it's everything that I want, I'm chilling. Nick Cannon waited his whole life for Mariah Carey.
Did he really say that?
Mariah Carey made him wait.
I know two people that did
that. They got married. They had the twins.
And then he got the cash and prizes.
Exactly.
And it's like, surprise,
but
I'm pregnant.
Now you see where they are at. But I'm just saying that is
okay.
Just an example.
Well, I'm going to keep it all the way
real. Keep it true.
Yes,
and,
I just heard the teeth bite.
Like, I have to be like, upside down, bananas, crazy, super califragilisticexpialidocious, crazy over you to even entertain something like that. Because I feel like there's a lot of situations where you'll see couples where they're in a relationship and there is no sex, and then, like, you know, and both parties agree, obviously, because if the guy's really into her. But I feel like then you see everything is kind of just put on the fast track, low key. Like, it's like,
they kind of,
you know, they
move
to
the
that
whole,
engagement a little faster.
Yeah, then
they jump that
way
room a little faster.
Go. Right,
But just to see. It sounds crazy, but even back in the,
true,
like,
though.
Back
it's
before
true.
We were born, it was like that. Like, if you got with a girl, you wasn't getting the cookie until you got married.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that kind of gave guys a little bit more incentive, like, yo, well, I mean, I like her. She can cook and, you know, she might make some good babies. Boom, let's do it. And then, so now I feel like, I don't know, like, I hate to say this because it's so cliche.
Just say it.
But you wouldn't just go to the, granted, I've done this too, but you wouldn't typically go to a dealership and just be like, yeah, let me get that one.
Choose a car
and not drive it.
Oh, you can tell how good you're going to be with somebody because
of
the
chemistry.
Sexual chemistry is important, though.
But there's 50 things that can happen besides intercourse, you guys.
I'm not saying
that.
Right. I mean, and I feel like if you have good chemistry with somebody, you're going to know it's going to be good.
Right. When you kiss a guy.
I agree with that.
You can feel it. There's been people that I've dated and we didn't have sex right away, but we knew it was going to be bomb and it sure was.
And you blinded.
Okay, and then there's been people where
you
I'm like, oh, it's going to be bomb.
And then it was
super whack. But that was because there was so much anxiety and anticipation going into it that we were both nervous. You know, you keep at it and then it gets better, but not like, just like some people are like, oh, I don't know if I can go on another date because I didn't feel the sparks flying. Sometimes don't happen on that first date. Sometimes that first get down is not going to be that business.
Got you.
Right. Okay. And yeah, I mean, I definitely feel like if it's like a physical thing, it's literally going to probably happen that first night and the relationship probably won't last long.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So would you wait?
You know.
Be honest.
I'm going to keep it real.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
One of the guys that I ended up with for 3 years, we waited like two, three months. And then but I was like gone for a month, so he had no choice. But I mean, he definitely like, you know, and you know, there's foreplay and other things, you know,
of course,
and
you
can still
wait.
Have some skills, lady.
Right. You know,
if your guy
like,
does it.
You know, you need to, but I've also had relationships where we started dating in the first night. We hooked up and from that point on it just kept on going.
So, Sissy, would you wait?
Would you wait?
What's the question?
If he wants to wait until
For the dude,
and
the dude.
Love
if the dude
him.
Wanted to wait, that would be a surprise. So I mean,
and he was just like, yes, because you know,
you never know.
Like, you
what
know
if he
what?
Is
Let's
a?
See what's really good.
I mean, I would, but I just don't know. I would have to know his personality and everything. Like, you're gonna make me wait. I mean, that's cool. I'll see what
it's very sweet.
You know, that's It's very sweet, but that is rare.
I mean,
that is rare.
He could be like a church guy, you know. He like made a vow to I'm gonna wait until I find my wife. To, you know,
or maybe he doesn't even have to necessarily be a church guy. He could just be like, look, I've seen how like jumping in the bed at the very onset of a relationship always kind of makes things a little bit, you know, more messy.
It would be nice.
Let's just pause and, you know, we'll do everything else.
Then you find out.
You're getting to know each other. And there's nothing
wrong with that. I ain't even gonna say it.
I love a good time, but you're getting... See, the thing is that
then you find out he had a whole nother family.
Right. He got a whole different situation going on.
But honestly, if he was real, that would be nice. And I would wait. I mean, you know... Okay. I would, you know, if the time's right and, you know, he wants to wait. Well, I got other things I can do. That's fine. We can go on dates, be cute. You know, that'd be nice. Shoot.
You get to know
each other. Find me a man who's down to wait.
Because, look, I am very pro-sex. And I always say, like, if you're a consenting adult, do have any kind of relationship you want. We're talking LTRs and just best practices, stuff that has worked for millions and millions of
long
years.
Terms.
That's why it would be very easy to say, oh, yeah, just, you know, hike up your skirt, ladies. Have a good time. Right. It's not going to get you what you want. I think most of our viewers.
Okay, so.
All right, so next game. Next game, all right. We kind of took some time on that one, but next game played is known as Green Fever, where you intentionally create jealousy and competition.
Ooh,
so
who does that?
This is the sense where you're not showing me no type of attention or anything like that. I'm going to go holler at Becky with the good hair, because she gonna pick up my phone call and all this stuff.
Oh.
And when she starts to show me attention, that finally gets your attention. That's what that game does, right?
Pretty much that. And then you know, just being, you know, like openly flirtatious. Like when you're in different situations, just openly flirtatious. Like, oh,
with other men.
Other, it could be either or.
Oh. I'm bad at that.
Oh, I'm terrible.
I'm horrible at that.
I am terrible at that.
Because I do things that I don't even know. And then she'll be
now,
like,
there's sometimes,
why'd you do that for? What?
Now, there's sometimes, and I'm just going to be honest, there's sometimes I've done it unknowingly because I can naturally just be a very flirtatious person.
I'm
very friendly. I'm a flirt. But at the same time, I've also done it intentionally as well.
Got you.
Did it work?
Yeah.
I'm the same
with
you.
It always works.
I'm the same with you. Naturally, it happens, but see, I've done this tit for tat thing too.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely have. Like, I feel like, you know, if he has to be the first one to make me mad.
Okay.
You know, so if he does something to me, well, I can do it just as good.
Got you.
So that's kind of been.
Where he's being, like, kind of sleazy or, like, scandalous to other girls in front of you. Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
so then it becomes anything
becomes
you can do, I can do better, right? And then you're competing.
I mean, it's definitely
to make
going downhill.
Exactly. I agree with
you
that.
You know, though, it happens sometimes when the personalities are very strong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, if you're dealing with somebody with a really strong personality, it sometimes brings that out of you, even though you probably don't want it to bring it out of you. If that makes sense.
Are usually with guys, if you don't mind me asking, that are like really like flamboyant and strong personalities, where it's really like sparks fly.
You know, I wouldn't. I think I'm with guys who have a very strong personality.
Okay.
Where it's like they can do whatever they want.
Cool.
Type situation. And I'm like, cool, I'll do whatever I want to.
Okay.
I've never really had a guy who's like been the sweetest, I guess you can say.
So you've only dealt with like dickheads.
Probably, yeah. My like most recent one, he was good, but he just didn't know how to be in a relationship. Like, he emotionally wasn't there. Like, he's just the type who doesn't like to get emotional, and I'm a very emotional person. But I've definitely dealt with guys who just, you know, I've never really had a good guy. And if I've had a good guy, it weirds me out.
Got you.
And I really, I'm learning to get out of that. But it's real life. Like,
I'm so used to
the tough guys, the guys who are just like in your face, or they're the life of the party, because I'm like that too.
I attract
with a guy who's the life of the party, like I'm the life of the party. But then we're just too much alike, and it's just never gonna go well. And then if I have a guy who's just too nice to me. I'm like, why are you too nice? You know, like,
what turn you up doing? A little you, bit with you got me. Some hot, you are hiding you
talking
something?
Wussy or, are you talking wussy or traditional? They're very different. There's very strong men that are very traditional. But see,
I feel like, and this is just me interrupting, I'm sorry.
But I feel like
there's a lot of traditionally nice guys that women mistake for being soft. And it's like, don't get it twisted.
Right. They'll walk.
Don't get it twisted. I'm being nice because I'm trying to be a gentleman to you, and I'm trying to show you that I genuinely like you, and this is how I am when I'm with you. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you want to play games, then we can play games, and then it gets ugly and blah, blah, blah. But please, Jimmy, finish.
Right. It's interesting you say that because I dated a lot of like kind of bad boy guys, and when I met my husband,
what you know about the bad boys?
Oh queen? Gosh, it was just like
she knows about the bad boys.
That's why it's like I married such like a good guy, but it was like a shifting in the car, like to when I started getting serious with him because he was not drama like these other ding dongs that I dealt with that are energy suckers. They're great experience builders, right?
Right. If you definitely pull
the data, they're a good the 3-day weekend, so, but not right. the 5-day.
It was like a shift, and then the feeling or the excitement that comes from someone actually having your back and loving you for who you are, except
it's different.
Except for that,
man,
it's a freaking cool.
Okay,
eye.
Now at what age did you decide like I'm going to make this shift?
Good question.
Because
when did you realize it?
Because that's something else I noticed is that there's a lot of, you know, like, I've seen the cartoon where it shows a woman who is, like, young and fly and sexy and everything's tight and in shape and right. And it shows her just curving guys left and right, left and right. And it's like, it's showing it like through a timeline. And then it's like, once she hits a certain time frame and things start to get a little loose, things start to, you know, things become more shapes.
A little saggish.
You know, and everything isn't as tight and perky as it used to be. Then it's like, her standards lower. Then she's more open and she's not curving guys. And this is just a cartoon depiction. But I feel like there's a lot of truth to that because I myself have been hit up by people that just, they dogged me out. And then it took years later, like to the tune of like 10 years plus, where it was like, yo, what's up, Kels? How
you
been?
You know why they did that to
you? You were the nicest person I ever been with and blah, 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 and things like that. And I know this, and I know this that sometimes this is a really delayed reaction with women that after a while, they're like, damn.
You know why and it's women a bunch probably curve? It's because they're going through their own shit. Honestly, reason why I've curved good guys is because I was either in a relationship
or you were still
dealing
hung up
with
on somebody.
Or still hung up on somebody.
It's experience based. That's
it really
what it
is.
We always talk then about
okay,
it.
Okay, but at what time out. Do you, at, you know, at least for women, at
right,
what,
yeah.
what,
when does it
at
hit?
When does it click? Like, oh, wait, like I need to get my priorities synced up with my biological clock. Because if I mess up, because I've met a lot of women too, not that I've dated, but just in, you know, just in life and passing, where they wanted to have kids, but they were so busy tricking off all their juicy years on these lame duck dudes.
I love that quote.
The juicy years?
Tricking off all the juicy
years. Oh, yeah, but they were.
They
were tricking off
the
juicy years.
Please,
so then by the time they realize, well, you know, like, oh, well, maybe this is what I should be going after. Maybe this is the guys I should be paying attention to. It was a little bit too late to do the
that's
whole family
right,
thing.
That's right.
Really?
And I've literally had women tell me that, and I'm like, wow, like, that's so deep. Like, she's like, yeah, like, it just didn't work out, like, that the timing sucks. And this
wow,
and this. And I'm like, that sucks, because if you want kids, you want kids.
Yeah, I mean, personally, for me, I feel like I'm starting to realize it now at 25. Mm-hmm. You know, I was having fun from 18 to, no, actually, having fun from 19 to, you know, now. Uh-huh. And I went through all that mess, you know, from 19 to, like, 25, or to 24, you know, almost turning 24. And, like, it's now taken me really a whole year to really process everything that I've been through. And I feel like now it's like, okay, I'm focused on my career. It's something I do want, you know, and I'm trying to give other people chances that I wouldn't normally give chances to, you know, because I was always hung up on other situations, you know. So I feel like it's more or less getting yourself right before anything else. Like,
thank you.
And 100%, like, if you are good with yourself and you've worked through everything that you've been through, I feel like that's the right time for a girl or a lady to, you know, move forward with that.
Well, just,
it could be at any age, really. But, I mean, personally for me, I feel like 25 has been like a golden time for me.
Wonderful.
You know.
Yeah, so. It's interesting. Constance, that's kind of a yourself? That's a time. The 25, I always say that's like the time when like you really become a
and
woman.
People always say that, and I never really believed it until I mean, I'm in it right now. You know what I mean? It really does happen.
And
so.
I gotta tell you something else. When you're a younger woman, and again, it's just base of experience. When you have less experience, you're more of a magnet for people that try to mess with you, especially if you're a nice woman. That's why often sometimes when guys go for girls under 25, they're suspicious to me because it happened to me quite a bit.
Oh my God.
They're doing it because they're going for someone that they could be vulnerable. They could
manipulate.
It's 100%.
If you've only been working at this like ice cream place for like 2 days, and I want to like steal or mess with you or something, I'm not going to go to the girl who's been working there all summer.
The experienced one, right? You're going to go over to the rookie.
If I'm a scumball, the less experienced person is the BBD, definitely.
I see.
If I want to mess,
the BBD.
There you go.
Bigger, better deal.
Let's wrap up this segment here with the last past game mixed signals saying you want A when you really want B, which is like, hey, I want you to call me, but don't call me.
Or
just keep it
it's
real.
A combination of that, or it can be as simple as I want you to call me. But then when they call, it's like,
I don't want to talk.
Yeah. And you text back, you know.
Hey,
what's up?
You there?
I mean,
okay, so.
Okay, so present day game.
Or it can be as simple as, you know, or it can be as simple as, I want a nice girl. And you get a nice girl, it's just, she love your dirty draws. And you just shit on her.
You know what?
I don't know your dirty drawers.
Okay.
Oh, you got that one?
Okay.
Break it down now. Hold on now.
Okay.
Get technical.
The dating games are serious here, okay?
There's an expression where it's like, you know, you love someone's dirty drawers. And that basically means
you love
the good, the bad, you love everything in between.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing. Granted, it goes both ways. There's women like, I just want a nice guy. And then they curl, something wrong with him.
That's when they say,
and then they
I got the guy, but he's so boring.
Or he too nice.
Yeah, he too nice. He don't yell at me.
He don't beat my
argue,
ass.
Yeah. He just lets me do whatever I want. I don't want
he's
that
a
guy.
A pushover,
right. Okay.
It's the same thing on both sides. So that's basically what
know
that is.
Know the difference. All right.
Present day, let's go.
Present day games. I'm going to run through these and then we'll break it down, okay? First one, phone chicken. Who's going to call or text who?
Okay.
That happens all the time, right? Two, I'm just really busy, aka playing hard to get, making him or her work for your time and attention. Three, lost in translation. Once again, I want A and B, but I'm going to tell you I want B and I want you to work on A, right? Of that sort.
Kind of, yeah, not necessarily, but it's like, yeah, I want B, but then when I don't get A and B, I got an attitude.
Got you. Okay. And then,
but you said you only want a B, though.
Right, but, now you want both? All right. Lastly, which we see all the time, because we are in the social media era, thirst traps, creating unnecessary drama and jealousy by setting up thirst traps and flirting with others on social media so everybody else can see.
And
what would you say is the biggest game you've came into within the past year's time?
Mine would probably be the lost in translation.
Okay.
For sure. I would say lost in translation and phone chicken. You know, the
okay, wait. Constance, yourself.
Well, I am luckily exempt from a lot of this.
All right. Married woman over here.
No, but just go back to when you're dating, because there's a whole reason why I gave things different names.
Right.
But if you look, and we're going to break this down, is between present day and the past, I mean, they're different rules, but they're really the same.
Same games.
Okay, well, what I used to be... used to get a lot was early stage TMI. I know that's not on your list, Dorelli, but I would have people, I call it puking all over me. Like, I have known you for 10 minutes and dudes are telling me the story of their life and their divorce.
Oh,
and
gosh.
I was told it's just because you've like listen well.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to get that all the time and I'd be just not interested. You could be the hottest guy, the most perfect body. And
but
I'd
you're
be like,
giving
and
me too much way too early.
Especially early. You're just puking on me and you're not interested in me at all. You're just interested in like free therapy. therapy. So that didn't really work.
I'm actually guilty of that, matter of fact. I can admit that, so wow.
But yeah. I don't think you've done it like you have. People that do it don't think they're doing it. It's kind of like people that go and hate games. They're the worst ones. They're the biggest game players of all, right? The ones like, I don't play games.
Yes, you do. Yes. Okay, so let's break this down real quick. So
break it down for them.
You got present day, you got the past. Okay, so in the past it was, you know, the 3-day wait rule. You know, it's like, yo, you can't call someone back until after 3 or 4 days.
Right.
And then now with phone chicken, it's really just the same thing. It's either they hit you right away or
if you just wait for them to hit you. There's still
a
wait,
right? It's like, okay, which one's going to do it? And it's a matter of, well, I don't want to lose any ground. It's almost just like if you're fighting with someone. It's like, okay, well, I'm not saying nothing to him first. He got to say something to me. It's the same thing. Even when you start dating or seeing somebody,
yeah.
It's like, oh, well, I mean, I know I got his number and everything, but I'm a girl. I'm not going to call first. And for me personally, I feel like it's in the 21st century. And we keep hearing all these, you know, oh, I'm a woman, I can do this, I can do that. I'm equal, and you are. So then I feel like you should act as such.
I agree.
So there are certain things I don't feel like it. Like, granted, I am old school when it comes to certain things, like the first date, the guy picks up the tab. But when it comes to, like, if you like me, hit me up. Mm-hmm. Don't wait. I may be busy. I may not be trying to actively play a game. I may just legitimately be busy.
Right.
And I'm thinking of you, but mm-hmm. I don't have the time at the moment to just pop off that, oh, hey, what's going on? Because mm-hmm. I'm going from here to there to here to there.
Right.
Really?
There's no shame in just, hey, what's up? I had a great time last night. It works both ways. It can be guys, too. Like, don't wait.
I agree 100%. I mean, there's been times that I've approached a guy, you know, and then I hit him up because I approached him. Now, if you approach me, I expect you to hit me up. And if you don't, it's your loss. Goodbye.
Right.
You know, I think it really just depends on the situation of who approached who.
Yeah.
And what was going on. I feel like, you know, the same day is fine. Mm-hmm. You
but
know?
After that initial meeting, isn't it fair game? Like,
yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, if you...
She said, if you ask for my number, she's expecting you to hit me up.
And that makes sense.
And then after that, you know, if I'm digging you, then, okay, you got, yeah, I
no
can hit
problem
you up
reaching
too.
Out too.
Hey, like, you want to go do this? I'm headed over this way. Like, let's go grab lunch or something like that. There's nothing wrong with you putting yourself out
Ladies,
there.
Ladies, take notes.
And if they start acting weird or something, you know, that's when you can kind of, like, okay, pump the brakes a little bit. I mean, there's been times where I have been too nice. Like, in relationships, I've been way too nice. Like, if I like you, I like
you're
you.
You're going
to
show it.
And I'm going to show it. You know, so if you can just give it back to me the same way, then that's fine. And, you know, it's just, and that's when the translation comes in, you know, and you don't really know 100% how they're feeling. It's really hard nowadays to really get how people are feeling and emotion. Well, I feel like a lot of people are emotionless these days.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
But I feel like a lot of people are socially stunted in terms of their communication skills.
It's very
true. Because now everybody relies on texting.
And I hate that.
And that's horrible. That
people do not want to pick up the phone. Like, and there's so much that's, again, I hate to keep, you know, beating the dead horse, but there's so much that is, like you were saying, lost in translation when all you're doing is texting.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. That's why I like
texting. Yeah.
I've seen when I like to see your face. So I will FaceTime you. And then I've been told, wait, why are you FaceTiming me?
Really?
I just wanted to say, hey, what's
up?
Well,
that's why they get weird.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh no, makeup, cool. Blah blah blah, all this stuff.
I'm just getting to know you. I mean, you can call me a couple.
See,
times.
Right? Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You can call me later. You know what I'm saying? We're close. You
okay,
know,
so then we've got. We,
you know what's funny? I just have to say this because I am like typically pretty traditional. So I just mm-hmm. want to let you know I have approached guys. In fact, I was talking to my friend looking out the window, and I was about to go jogging. And you know, when you're about to go jogging, you'll do anything to not go jogging. So you'll just, if the phone rings, you'll pick it up.
Make up an excuse, right?
And there was a guy who went jogging by my window who was so hot. I said, I'll call you later. And I actually, like, opened the front door.
Look at
you. And went running after him down the street.
Look at you.
Running down the street after this guy. He was so cute. I was like, hello. And I was like.
Did you say something to him?
Oh, heck yeah. I, like, caught up to him. And I was like. And it was funny. I was part of a running club, which is a great way to meet someone if you're into running. Yeah, because it's really great. No stress.
It's definitely a great way to get in shape.
And
too.
I invited him to the running club, and then we saw each other a little bit there, and it just didn't, you know. Yeah. He had to then make a move. I couldn't go.
This show flies by every single week. I swear. So we are gonna actually jump into.
Let's do it
real quick. Host confessionals, so the audience can get to know a little more about us. Let's all go around and share the crappiest game of all time a guy or girl ever played on them. So I will start off, matter of fact, and a crappy led to say I was gonna get the cookie, but I never got the cookie.
What happened?
I'll say that. You know, I dined and wined. I kept the smile on the face, and it was just okay.
What made you think that this was going to happen? I'm just curious.
Chemistry. Example, we did first base, second base, and third base.
Right.
I never got the home run.
Never slid into fourth.
Oh,
never
what?
Did.
Literally. Yeah. Did not slide in.
Literally did not slide in.
Sensei?
The biggest game I think a guy played on me was for the first 2 months of us dating, he was living with an ex.
Oy vey.
Yeah, and I end up finding out from her emailing me, calling me a homewrecker, when I'm like, girl, I ain't heard of you. You know what I'm saying? So I am not no homewrecker. But yeah, I mean, that was definitely the biggest play ever. And yeah. That's
were you able to clear your name with her, or just
I didn't really care.
Yeah, no,
at
good.
This point, like, I'm like, girl, I don't know you, and you need to check him and not
yeah,
me.
Yeah, of course, I know.
And I definitely checked him too, you know. But it was an ongoing mess. Like,
well, see, and I think real quick that a lot of times I think the anger is misdirected. Like, if you walk in on your man getting busy with somebody else, or just hanging out a little bit too more, you know, too friendly with someone else.
Danny, you got
reason. Don't get mad at her.
Right.
You don't need to punch her, slap her in the face, call her all kind of names and B words and all of that. Talk to him. Because she might not know that he had a girl.
I mean,
he may have been faking the funk.
Well.
They don't
and
tell you.
And it goes both ways, too. You know, don't just come right at the guy like, oh, yeah, I'm going to rough you up. Because you don't know what she told him.
That's right.
And to just, like, get intense about this for a minute, I know two men who have been murdered in these instances that the woman did not tell him that she was being stalked by an ex murderer.
God damn.
A dear friend of mine, actually. He went out with a girl on a
that's
date.
That's super serious.
I know. I just want to say, so I always, like, I don't always tell men this, but I'm like, or you have to be straight up with somebody. If someone's stalking you and threatening you as a woman, don't, like, put another person in danger about this.
Right. I mean,
they were men that did not, they would not have done that. They were
girls be crazy, too, though.
Yeah, girls do, too. I just happen to know two men, so I'm always like,
that's really
you know.
Ultimately, when it comes down to getting physical, nobody is worth getting physical if it's going to catch it, especially if it's something that's going to end up catching the case, and you're going to end up possibly going to jail for assault charges.
Think of the long term.
Right. It's not that serious, and if somebody really cares about you, they won't let you fight over them because there's no need to fight over them.
Ooh. But that's the delusion of attachment. That's the delusion of attachment.
Which is a game.
Right. It's a delusion. This
all
thing that exists
in
your head when you become so fixated on someone. And my crappy game was this guy that I was really into for some reason. He looked like a bowling ball. Mm-hmm. All my friends called him Bowling Ball. And they said, do you ever look in the mirror? Because I cannot believe you are even hanging out with this guy.
Wow.
And what he did was he would mess my head up a lot because he'd do this thing, which is just... it's just short-term head messing that doesn't really get you what you want as a guy. He would do the thing. He'd say, I'll call you, like, tomorrow at 5. And I really liked him. And then he wouldn't call.
Oh, yeah.
And I would be like, okay, how am I going to say this? I'm like, oh, were we supposed to talk? And he'd be like, what? I've been really busy. Like, what? And he's like, you don't have to get on me. Like, he'd make it seem like I was some psycho girl into him. And I'm like, I'm not even into you that much. But I'm starting to just get so conundrumed and messed up in my head over the puzzle. Not really you. Ultimately, I just got annoyed with him. I never talked to him again.
Oh, right.
He came crawling back. And I just want to say, because the women came back, it wasn't because their mate value was decreasing. It was because you're a good guy. And they realized it with their base of experience. When they had
definitely.
More experience. So it's not a mate value thing. Because let me tell you. Yeah.
Queen. She coming out of her comfort zone.
I was a good guy. It wasn't because my ass was falling.
Kels, quick. Did you have a horrible story there? Game played on you.
I don't know if I would say horrible, but I got stood up multiple times.
Really?
And the only reason
by the same
it happened.
Girl?
Yes. Oh, and the only reason I let it happen more than once was because I
was... You was digging her.
Oh, my
You was
goodness.
Feeling her.
I was like,
You was like,
girl.
All right, the first time's fine. The second time...
It's cool, girl.
I don't care. It's not a big deal.
I get that you busy. It's cool.
Right, yeah.
Hit me up tomorrow.
I see.
Crickets, okay. Crickets. Yeah, so for me, it was the whole, you know, standing me up and then leading me on. You know, yeah. And then ultimately, you know, once we hung out once or twice, and she was like, yeah, and then I found out she was messing with one of my homeboys.
Really?
So, yeah.
But did it get your head spinning?
Yeah.
Of course it did. Yeah.
Because not only that, but here's the thing, too, is that even though guys are more used to being rejected, like when for me, as you know, you made plans with me. So. Right. I already felt like you really were invested and you wanted to hang out. So then when it happens more than once, it's like, okay, well, that's one, like why are you continuing to make plans? And then two, then you start looking like, hold on, wait, like, am I not up to snuff?
Right.
Yeah, like, I definitely try to be honest. That's another thing that I'm like learning is just to be honest. Like,
mm-hmm. How is that received so far?
You know what? It's very hard. It really is, but I practice. Like, even if a guy approaches me, like, I just won't give you my number, like, if
good.
I'm not into it.
Good.
You know, like, it's really gotten that real. I just try to, I feel like honesty is the best policy, you know, because I think it's probably from my past and other relationships, you know, people just don't like to keep it 100, and I'm just like, I cannot be that girl who can't do that anymore. Like, I've done that to guys before, I've sent them up, and I just, it's not a great feeling.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Especially if it's happened to you before, too. So, it's definitely hard to keep it honest with people, but if you can...
You got to.
You really should.
There's some drawbacks.
You know?
Yeah.
And it will make your life just so much easier.
And then just know, not everybody is going to like what you have to say. Like if I get at you... I'm not gonna like what you're gonna honestly say back, but it's the chance that I took. That's all.
Exactly.
Right. But you're a classy guy, and there's some stuff. I'm sure Cincy has dealt with this. When you say no to someone as politely, they can sometimes go ballistic on you.
True. Yeah, I mean, I haven't had that, though, because the way I'm about it...
You're lucky.
Well, the way I'm about it, though, I'm just like, look, I'm gonna just be real with you. Like, I have a lot of things going on.
Okay.
Like, if you were to ask me out on a date, I just wouldn't have the time.
Okay.
And I just don't want to give people my number if I just don't have the time to talk to you.
That's
you know it, too.
But see, I was just gonna say, that's kind of low-key a nice letdown.
That is, but it can be translated into the hard-to-get game, too, which often gets misconstrued.
Then he's like, oh, well, I'll just be persistent.
Exactly.
Okay, and if he says that, I'll be like, well, that's just not gonna happen.
Okay, cool.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's just not gonna happen.
Okay. We'll have to talk more, because it's interesting.
Yes, and it's been a great show, but our last section, which we always love, are questions and conundrums, where you reach out to us through Instagram, Twitter, all social media, or comment. You leave a question, and we answer it live on our show. So, this week's question, it was, there's this guy I'm dating who has bipolar syndrome. Should I stick with him? Some details on the guy are I met him on Tinder, and he works as a security guard. He treats me like a princess. However, sometimes his mood be off. He doesn't take his meds from times to times, which is crucial to maintaining his episodes. What do you guys think?
I'm so excited she's found a guy who treats her like a princess. So
especially on Tinder, too.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
It's interesting to see when the diagnosis was. And, of course, managing symptoms is key to bipolar, so that's a problem that it's not being managed.
Well, it's kind of nice that he told her that he has that.
Definitely, right?
You know, so that way, that's the honesty step.
Well, yeah, but then that way she understands when he's low-key kind of off that it's not necessarily because of something she did. Or something that's wrong is just like...
And I feel like there's...
I didn't take my meds today.
Right. I mean, I feel like maybe she can see how it goes, but just know what you're getting yourself into.
And she said they've been speaking for about 5 months now, right?
Yeah.
And then she said she felt like she rushed the process. So I was like, what do you mean by rush the process? He expressed feelings very early on, so did she. So there was a emotional attachment there.
Nice. It's kind of sounding, though, that she's... kind of
attached already there.
Well,
there's a little bit of hesitancy, and I think that is to be expected.
Of
I mean,
course.
It's like when you're going down this road with somebody, it's helping them as much as you can, but there's always a level of risk, you know.
Yeah.
So if there's one thing
them,
we can leave her with, what would that be?
enjoy your time with him, and of course reduce your attachment. I don't mean your love for him, but your psychological attachment, and just enjoy your time and love him. And if it just, if we go our separate ways, it was great. And if we don't go our separate ways, that's great too. It'll be fine either way. Just of course look out for yourself and look up as much as you can about bipolar. Yeah, U.S. Department of Mental Health has a lot of great background sheets on that.
Definitely.
Do I have enough time for what I'm about to say?
I don't know.
No, I'm about to get in. Okay, so here's what I think. That's a touching. I feel very like, and I know that, you know, everybody hates ultimatums, but I feel like you need to sit down and communicate and express to him, like, look, I understand that you maybe don't like to take your meds, but I also don't like when you do not take your meds because it makes me feel, because then it you makes act me this feel way
uncomfortable,
and
right.
It makes me feel this way. I think you need to express that, and then you need to, I you guys need that. To come up with a compromise and say, look, we need to figure something out because I can't be with someone who's going to be unstable and when they can control it. It's one thing if you can't control it, but by taking your medication, you can control it. Ultimately, don't waste your juicy years if he's not going to do what he needs to do to make sure that he's healthy for you. You deserve a man that's healthy for you. So just as well as you have to keep yourself healthy for him, he needs to do the same for you. So I don't like to always say do ultimatums, but in this situation, I feel like after you communicate, you need to say, okay, like I really need you to do this because I don't know if I can continue with a relationship if you're not going to take your medication because I can't deal with this hot and cold. It's unstable, it's dysfunctional, and it's just going to stress you out. So boom, that's all I got to say.
And we are going to leave it exactly like that. Thank you guys for tuning in. This has been Dating, Mating, Communicating. Yay. That question came all the way from the UK. So shout out to our viewers over there. We appreciate you. I've been your host, Jimmy V. Twitter, Instagram, at Be Your Own Dad. We want to thank Sensei for coming through.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bringing up the conversation.
It was dope. The dating game.
And we learned that Sensei don't play, which is where you can find her on Twitter and Instagram as well.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, Constance Dunn. You know where to find me, Instagram, Twitter.
You already know. Chaos J Twitter. Chaos _ Oceans 31, because I'm giving you 31 flavors of waviness. Shout out Ariadne. Shout out Ms. J. Reed. Shout out Trini Boy. Am I forgetting any of our VIPs? A Dog.
Yep.
Who else?
Mrs. J. Reed.
Ms. J. Reed. I already said Ms. J. Reed. So shout out to you guys. Thanks for watching. Shout out to everybody else that watched. We love you. We appreciate you. And Dating Games is going to come back.
That's
this
right.
This was only part one.
Yes.
Stay more for next week. We have How to Keep Your Independence in a Marriage-Minded World.
We'll see you. Single for life.
As folks.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Crystal, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.